Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Note radio show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy Jesse Lives. Jesse, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody. Where is the party? It's right here. You need to be here. Yeah, that was the door that just slammed. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. No one was hurt in the process of slamming that door. But yeah. Is everybody nervous now? You know, some of y'all ain't been through the thing. I'm sorry. Me and my co-host, we grew up in the war zone, so we understand things happen. Rule number one, when things happen, don't panic.
Oh, yeah.
Don't panic.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible show for you tonight. We've got Mr. Herb coming back on. We had him on last year for the first time in the show. We got him back tonight. He's got a whole album that we're going to be reviewing tonight, or as much as possible anyways. Really excited that anybody who out there listening could join us tonight. This is a live show, so please feel free to call in. Number 718-664-9735. Again, that's 718-664-9735. Call in, talk with us, ask Mr. Herb a question or two. Make this little shindig, you know, little get down party, like Jesse said.
Please, man. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I was just gonna say, how was your week?
What? Shit, my week was busy as hell. In a good way, just a lot of. Like I am in another life, I am an entrepreneur. So, you know, I got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire, and a lot of my little business ventures have been really clicking lately. So that usually means, you know, it's busy. And so last week was, Jesus Christ, it seemed like, it's crazy when, you know, most people don't realize how much work it is when everything's going right. Compared to when everything is going wrong, it's a lot harder work when everything is going right, because it's like, it's almost like you're keeping up with this runaway bull in a fucking china shop. And it's funny when I'm saying that out loud, that's why I'm laughing, because you don't think about it like that. Like, damn, you know, it's been a great week, but it's been busy as hell. Jesus Christ. So my week has been beautiful. It's just been busy. And and if you're listening, I know there's a few of you that have orders. They're actually in production right now. They are being printed. Those of you who have verses on the books and you sent your deposits, they're being written. They will be recorded. It just, I'm busy. I'm only one person. I only got one brain. I only got two hands. Shit. But, yeah. But, you know, it's been beautiful this week, man. How about you?
It's been all right. Nothing too crazy other than a lady who was upset with us like she bought tires last year, come back in October to get them rotated and stuff when the alignment. Well, we couldn't do the alignment because she had a bad component. Well, the other day she got the component fixed, you know, and wanted to get an alignment again, and now she's got other issues. So she was mad, you know, like, thanks for nothing. It's like, well, we're not going to waste our time on doing alignment on your vehicle because it's broken. Like, it's not going to, you know,
right.
It's not doing any good. So why would we waste your time or our time?
Right.
Because as soon as you roll the thing out of the garage, it's messed up again, you know? Like, those components have to
right.
be tight, you know, to work. So, you know, other than that.
That's the cost of owning a car. Jesus Christ.
Right,
that's your
exactly. Like,
that is the cost of owning a car.
You waited, like, you know, 8 months or whatever, you know, whatever it is to freaking fix this thing, and you finally fix it, and between then and now, something else is broke, and you're upset at me. Like, tell your husband to, like, get off his ass and fucking check your shit. Like, why? You know, your husband should have made
sure
that
this thing was
fucking took care of.
Car ownership advice from Jesse Lewis. This is why you do your fucking maintenance, people. I understand there's nothing wrong with your car, but that's why there's maintenance. It's called preventative maintenance. That's why you do the maintenance. You fix the shit before it breaks so it doesn't break.
Yeah. So, you damn sure
save my man Jay Boogie Distress. Yeah, save my man Jay Boogie Distress. Do your goddamn maintenance. You'll never have these problems. Spend the money. If you can't afford it, get a bike.
Yeah, do something else.
Easy.
Jesus. Don't yell at me about it. Thanks for nothing. Well, go on. Fuck. It's not my fault. Your shit's fucked up. I wasn't driving it.
Yeah.
But,
thanks for driving it like it doesn't have an expiration date.
Yeah, exactly. I believe that we have our artist of the week on the line here, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring him on. Mr. Herb, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay, man. How y'all doing?
That's another beautiful day in paradise.
I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. You know me. That's my main rule. I'm just literally trying to stay out of trouble. So if anybody asks, you didn't see me and I didn't see you. Cool?
Sounds straight to me, man. Shit.
Hell yeah, man. So what have you been up to since last time we had you on, brother?
Man, since last time you guys had me on, I ended up doing a tour last summer. We did my first tour by myself. It was called the Joints of the Sky Tour. Thank you. It was actually pretty dope. I introduced a live drummer and a live DJ to my sets now, so I have a full band now.
Dope.
So
yeah,
I've been working
awesome.
On just trying to build myself up like that.
That is the way to go. That's ironically my next step. That is the way to go. I applaud you on that.
Thank you, man.
That's badass, man. Awesome. Hell yeah.
So what do we have
going
in store today?
Oh, yeah.
What's
up? I'm sorry, I beat you to it. My bad. I said, what do we have in store today?
Oh, man. We got the I got my album that I'm bringing to you guys today to check out, the Rise and Grind album I dropped on December 30th.
Dope.
Yeah, so see what you guys think of
that. I appreciate you for coming back and dropping that off on us. So this is one thing. This is not only for you. I appreciate you being the first artist to see the value in what you're doing. But for the other artists who listen to this, this is why we're creating this segment, because most artists don't realize that they need some kind of listening party that isn't just their Facebook page. And we are offering ourselves as a platform for you to do that. And Mr. Herb was, in his genius, he was smart enough to take advantage of it. So you got to show him props as the pioneer. I'm just saying.
hey,
So don't say the opportunities aren't there, because the Note by Note radio show is a platform for that. And when you drop an album, you have to have some kind of release for it. You have to have some kind of review for it. And it's dope, because what you get to do, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, is this is a time for you to explain your shit. most of the time we never get to explain our shit because we don't have album release parties. We don't do anything to let people know what our shit is about. So on that note, I'm off my soapbox and back to Mr. Herb.
No, that's a lot of good points to bring up, though, because it's for real, though, man. Like, a lot of people don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? And like you're saying, too, I seen the opportunity, man, and I figured I'd put my fucking foot forward and try to jump for it, because that's what kind of cat I am, you know what I mean? I'm trying to elevate. I'm not trying to be stuck in the same little trench that I've been fighting in, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's only good for so long, you know? But... And then also just, like, dropping the albums on just straight Facebook and stuff, you know, you're only going to get a certain amount of people because of Facebook blocks certain algorithms and all this and that, you know what I mean? So it's honestly a task, you know what I'm saying, just to try to vibe off of just Facebook views alone, you know what I mean? It just doesn't work these days.
Oh, I know what you mean, exactly. I feel you. I feel your pain. I think any true working artist feels your pain.
Right.
But yeah, I think we got to lead by example to get the people who think they're artists. Because I think that's what it is. There's a misconception of what being a working artist really is. And the only way we can change that is by doing stuff like this. And as he's saying, like, because then now, because especially in rap music, it's a copycat league. So sometimes, and usually the things that, not sometimes, usually the things we're copying are the ass backwards things, because those are the only examples we have. I know I'm guilty of that shit, so, yeah.
That's true, though. It happens.
Well, let's get right into this. We've got we've got almost the entire album uploaded onto the studio platform here, so, and, you know, that's a lot of... A lot of music to go over and discuss and talk about, and you know, it's not a second to waste. We've got let's just make it easier as far as, you know, trying to, you know, bounce around here. We'll just run down the list straight here as they were uploaded. So first one up would be Axe Around.
Okay.
Do we want to do song and then talk about it, or do we want to talk about it and then do song? How do we want to do this?
If you just want to, like, start getting on it, we can do the song and then talk about it after the song or whatever, if that makes a little bit more sense.
Cool. Yeah. Either way, man. Either way works. All right. So we'll run down the list here straight as can be, and, yeah, we'll knock these songs out. We'll talk about the whole thing here as much as we can get to in our you know, hour and 45 minutes here. And, all right, yeah, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Axe Around. This is Mr. Herb. Here we go. Woo.
Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Chronic in my jaw, homie, better ask around.
Well, top of this, not stopping shit. I'm coming through with a gang of weed. Getting blown, I'm a sun-grown leaf. Who's riding with me? Who's always been? I said the phone is the ink for the pen. Fight's about to die, vibing in. As the light, this straight clock starts to spin. Must have been the hash shine through wind. It's the gotcha man, put the reef in the wind. I'm out in the street, top boxing the whip. Only good, never bammer trees. I like organic like geoed up. I blow to the breeze in the payroll game. You know it's fire from ERB. You smell the puff of the girl green. It's chronic in, it's rolling.
Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Chronic in my jaw, homie, better ask around.
Take two bullets and put them in a chamber. A 12-round shot, gonna have you meet your maker. You looking like you wanna fucking beg for a savior, but fuck that. We gon' grip up on a razor with bad behavior. Taking off like danger. You looking like some bitches again, Power Rangers. Posted up with no flavor. And now you look at me, you're seeing G's and gangers. World time big bangers.
Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound. Smoking on that reefer and we got it by the pound.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to No Pay No Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie. With me broadcasting from his own studio is my boy, Jesse Lives, and we have Mr. Herb on the line with us tonight. Yeah, man, so tell us about the song, man. Let's not skip the beat.
I got you. Thanks. The beat itself is produced by Jesse B-Dog from Ashtray Studios. He's kind of like my producer right now. He makes pretty much all the beats on the album that you're about to hear besides a couple. The feature and artist I had on there is Stemmed. That's actually, he's a recording artist out of Spokane, Washington as well. And that was actually his first song that he ever recorded, ever. So, I mean, that's pretty dope that he came out like that and did gave me the delivery that I got for his first time of recording. And then, you know, now he's getting played on the radio, you know what I mean? So, you know, just trying to help people out as well like that with doing these collabs that I do and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. That's what you do, though, man.
Yeah, you know, try to give support when you get as possible. Yeah. And yeah, the whole basic idea of the track, you know, it's literally, you know, we smoke a lot of reefer, and a lot of people always ask around, you know, they're always like, does he really smoke that much weed, or is he just acting like that? Like, nah, man, I'd be chiefing shit. So that's kind of where that song came out, the whole idea of it.
That's like our national pastime in Washington, though, it seems like.
Yeah, for real.
I'm sorry, all the homies I got from Washington State, y'all smoke big. Y'all smoke real big. So they need to acknowledge that as like, bro, we kind of do this here. Like, the first dispensary I ever went to was in Washington State. Cordell took me to it. Like, the first time I ever seen inside of one. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Shit, that's what's up. The evergreen state, man, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I ain't mad at it, shit. I'd rather have a bunch of, you know, a bunch of calm, cool, and collected motherfuckers than drunk motherfuckers any day. So.
Oh, man. Bruh, tell me about it. Fuck. Shit, that's why myself, man, I'm almost 4 years sober now. No,
hell yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. It's been a challenge like a motherfucker, that's for sure, but it's worth it.
All the good shit is a challenge, bro. That's what I'm coming to learn, man. Seem like all the blessings come with pain as a price tag, or discipline as a price tag, or sacrifice as a price tag. I don't know why. You know, if there is a God, I definitely need to have a discussion with him, her, or whatever it is. Like, bro, why? Like, did it have to be that fucking hard?
Shit, on the real though, right? But that's what makes us who we are, man, is the struggles we go through, you feel me?
That is very true.
Definitely.
Spoken like a philosopher and a scholar, man. Spoken like a philosopher and a scholar.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
So that is it. That is the for now. That is the official sound when you drop a gem. You know what I'm saying? We're going to incorporate a sound effect. But so far, so right now, that's what you're getting. When you drop a gem, we drop a bomb. So just know when you hear that, it ain't some random
that.
Shit like he pushed the wrong button.
I need to find a shorter one. I needed about 3 seconds shorter. That you know that. The explosion is a little long. I just want to think good, and then be over with. But
we'll figure it out as we go. You know how that goes. It's always a work in progress.
Right, trial and error, man. That's what it's about.
All right. So we've got.
What do we got? What's next?
Baggie of Weed.
Oh, okay.
Featuring JBD.
Yeah, this is that one that was played last time too. Baggy Weed, that's the one that I got. It's hosted by Big Hoodoo on Underground Hustling Volume 73, which ended up, you know, becoming a worldwide underground mixtape or whatever. So fucking, and everyone's been digging that song so far, man. It's been actually really, really good vibes I've been getting off the whole album, actually. It's been a good feeling.
Hell yeah, man. All right, well, here we go. We're going to play this around. Here we go. Baggy of Weed.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie. With me, broadcasting from his home studio, is Jesse Lives. And calling in on the line tonight is our artist of the week, Mr. Herb.
Yeah, thank you. How'd you guys dig that one?
I dig that one the first time
we played it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't realize it was doubled up on there. But you know what? You know, it's fine.
I feel a little bit Devo'd though, but that's about it. That's all I'm gonna say. I really feel a little Devo'd here, but okay, I understand. Just know, I will put the weed in the fucking bag. I get you. I got you.
That's all I'm asking, man. That's all I'm asking.
I get it. You don't gotta worry about me fucking that up. I got you.
Hell yeah. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, man. When that, I'm assuming it's the JBD. When his part comes in, I swear, like if his voice was just a little deeper, it would be like, it would sound like Ice Cube. I don't know why that popped into my head, but like, tell me I'm not wrong. And somebody like, if you listen to that, if it was just a little, you know, a little deeper of a voice. Like I don't know. I could see that. Just my opinion. I
can hella see that.
Random thoughts by me.
No, that's good, man. That's why we're here, right?
Big time.
Hell yeah, man.
So run us through that song again. Run us through the history of that song and the inspiration behind that song.
Yeah, man. We just, you know, keep a long story short this time around. We just were slapping through beats, man, and heard that beat. And I started just jumping around the studio, man, just kind of freestyling it, you know what I mean? Put that motherfucking weed in the bag, homie. And the producer's like, oh, that's kind of catchy, you know what I mean? So we fucking slapped it down, and then I was going to do the song myself, honestly. And then I was like, hey, man, this joint's way too hot. I need your ass on there with me, you know what I'm saying? So I fucking threw the producer on there with me. And every time me and him do a song together, it always comes out hella good. So I knew that it was going to be a nice, catchy song like that, you know what I'm saying? Like a stoner anthem type shit, you know what I mean? That people are going to want to be like, fuck, all right, man, let's smoke some weed then.
I'm mad at it. Yeah, because I can hear that going live. I can hear that's funny. I can hear that being live in a live show. I can just that, and you need to somehow when that moment happens, bro. You need to get that chant, that full crowd chant. You need to record that, man. That will be epic.
That would be dope. That would actually be
happen,
filthy,
man.
Man.
Just keep pushing the song. Like, just don't miss the moment when it happens is all I'm saying.
No, I feel you. No, I straight up, I feel that.
Hell yeah. Well, let's just keep this train rolling here.
Yeah, I'm game. Let's get it.
Like I said, you know, we got a lot of content to get through tonight. We want to get all it in, or all of it in. So this has been through 20. So this is the other one that we played last time we were here, but you know, we're going to, you know, this is what this is about. This is, you know, it's a album review. So we're going to do the whole thing, you know, and how everything sounds as a whole, whether we played it before or not. So, cause that's, you know, that's what you got to do, you know?
Right.
Cool. Here we go. This has been through too much, right?
All right. Hell yeah. Let's get it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I lost it. Yep. Nope. Here it is. There we go.
Growing up in this life, it was never perfect. Mom and dad smoking rocks, living life in different households. Always out roaming the block, walking the loop in lower hoods. Steady smoking all that bud with the homies. In this town I am no stranger, staying closer to the danger. Growing up a gangbanger hard, feel the thoughts of anger, sipping liquor. A native in a ripple, had to lose some homies to open up my mind. Gotta stop it with the crime before we'll go on this grind. Keep a G on the ride, point 40 on the side. Smoke a reefer chilling with the devil inside. We got mad love for the homies who's still down. Both of us be the family men and still bust round. We the red boys, homie, you can look and we be found. Wall painted already when the shit goes down. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Now back into the story, I grew up sipping on 40, smoking bud at the pop cans at my brother's hands at the age of 6. Had my first bandana by 11 and 12. I started singing the shit, just rolling with the homies, the youngest and dumbest, only one of the life said fuck school, I dropped out in the 10th grade, was hella getting paid, no worries came my way, except for running from the race, and who be snitching through the days, hidden beach, it was a place of partying back at the pits, living life in the hood, yeah I love that shit, but everything good, must come to an end, now I'm out on this music, steady pushing for ends, I'll always remember the loss of certain homies, where I came from, who I stacked in chips with only, that's itch down, homie where my heart always lives, shout out to the family, we doing this big. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. Every time I go to sleep, the shawty on the night. And every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping me in mind. My hand, shawty on the nightstand. Every time I'm waking up, the pistol gripping my hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is No Fight No Radio Show. We've got Jesse Liz and Mr. Earth with us tonight. So, give us the rundown again, man. Been through too much. You know, I'm sure we touched on it last time you were on, but, you know, tell us the background, the history on that one, man.
Yeah, no, I got you. the big history on that one, man, it's got a lot to do with how I grew up as a young native out there on the reservations up into my teen years, you know what I mean? And just like a tip of the iceberg of just a little bit of what I've been through, you know what I'm saying? Just like giving the listeners a little taste of my history, you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, when I was growing up, I was only raised by my pops, you know, and he was a rock and roll star, liked to party a lot and all that. So it was just pretty much I was going with him all the time. And, you know, my mom's wasn't really around. So I was always just, you know, running the huds with the homies and stuff and just kind of doing what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? And just ended up in that whole lifestyle. And that's kind of where that song touches down a little bit, you know what I mean? It gives a little bit of the start to, you know, like I said, just a little taste of what I've been through, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
man.
A taste of what happens when you're raising yourself in a way. That's how I always took that song, and I relate to it a lot because, you know, I'll just say I relate to it. That's what I'll say. But I understand what it means, man, when you kind of raising yourself. So you're getting into shit because you're young and don't know no better.
Right, yeah, no, exactly, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that you can relate to that, man, because, you know, as artists, that's all we try to do, you know what I'm saying, is we're just trying to put our story out there in hopes that somebody else will relate to it, and then that touches down base with other people, then they tell the people about that, and then, you know, it's how stuff gets spread, you know what I'm saying? It's everyone feeling.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of cats do. They just don't have I think a lot of cats relate. I really do. But I just think motherfuckers, they don't have the heart or they to say, like, bro, nah, bro. Yeah, I was in that boat, too. I mean, maybe
that's
not
true.
As bad as you were, but, bro, I've looked that demon in the eye, too. Like, I don't know. It's like, especially as men, I think our egos get so in the way at times. We just can't say, hey, bro, hey, I was fucked up, too, at one time. So I respect motherfuckers that are man enough and secure enough to be like, nah, bro, I was fucked up too one time, man. Like, I may be all right now, but there was a time, bro, if you would have met me, bro, you would have got it too. I'm just saying. Like, I respect that and appreciate that. Because, I mean, something one of my OGs told me, like, he always told me, respect your enemies more than you respect your friends, because your enemies are the honest people in your life, because you know what it is with them. You never have to guess. With your homies, you never know if this motherfucker going to stab you in the back or not. But your enemies, you know what it is when you see them, and they know what it is when they see you. That's honesty. You can appreciate that.
Shit, that's some real shit. That little bomb thing should have just dropped just now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, give me a second.
You called it out. At least you pointed it out. See, we're getting it. People are getting it. Everybody's pointing out the gyms now. Yeah.
Boom, drop some knowledge on that ass.
See, we might have to sample that. That might be it right there.
Fuck, your mother welcome to shit.
Appreciate that. But yeah, so that track, that's three tracks, right? That's one, two.
Really?
How many tracks was on the album, actually?
There was supposed to be 16 tracks. I wasn't able to get the intro sent over, but I mean, I got the main songs that count anyways, you know what I'm saying? I was able to get those sent over.
You got the meat and potatoes sent. Okay. Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're three, and so, that's a treat, man. That's 16 songs. That's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so...
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of work.
Our listeners, yeah, please appreciate that, because 16 songs is a lot nowadays. I don't think people appreciate really what it takes to fucking record one song. You talk about giving you 16 at one time. Hey,
for real.
So please go out and support this man. And worst come to worst, the dope thing, you have Apple Music now. You have Spotify. Like, at least give it a listen. I mean, he put in... 16 tracks worth of work. It deserves at least a listen. Even if you don't listen to it one time, shit, at least you fucking listen. That counts towards his streams. That's how I feel about it. Like, just fuck, give me one listen. That's one third of a penny for me. So I appreciate you. Like,
and it's literally dropped on all streaming platforms too. I think there's maybe like one or two that it's not, but it's, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that no one even heard of. So it's like all the major right. streaming platforms out there, it's on right now. Rise and Grind, Mr. Herb, right. you know what I mean?
Right. And a lot of people aren't dropping albums right now, and that's crazy because nobody wants to actually put together a body of work and then work a project. I mean, that's foreign to a lot of cats. Because, I mean, they're looking for their microwave success. But projects are forever, man. I mean, classic songs come off of classic projects. You don't hear too many classic
right.
singles. Those become one-hit wonders.
That's true, though. Man, I was trying to do 22 tracks. My producer's like, "Nah, homie, just do the 16. It'll be all right." And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was almost more, but my producer talked me out of it.
You about to do that no limit recipe. That's how they used to do it. They used to come out and be like 37 songs. Like, god damn, dog. Like,
dog, that's exactly who I was talking about too, man. I was telling them, I was like, there's no limit, guys. They be doing it like that, you know what I mean? And no one does it like that no more. The infomercials, none of that, you know what I mean? It's like crazy.
I remember being hella young, sneaking and buying the bootlegs. I used to go, like, and I was way too young to be out there doing this shit, but, like, I used to sneak up to Venice and buy – that's how I got the No Limit shit. I used to sneak up to Venice and buy the bootlegs from the vendors, basically the bootleggers. And it used to be crazy because, yeah, no, not only would No Limit drop, like, 20-plus, 30-plus songs, but they do that shit, like, twice a month with different artists.
Right.
Like, that shit used to be nuts. But, yeah, but that's the old nostalgia show we could have. But, yeah, I was way too young to be doing that shit. Like, oh, I need my ass whooped for that.
Shit. That's the love of the music, man. Shit.
For real. That's the only place you could really get it. I mean, and I mean, I wasn't 18. We was in elementary school. Like, we had to get to it somehow.
For real,
you
shit.
Gotta
do what you gotta do. Right, mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah, that punk ass, that parental advisory sticker fucked up everything. So, I wasn't trying to get that punk ass Target version of shit.
Exactly.
Like, nobody want to hear that. Like, really, like we can't tell that's not fuck right there. Like, come on, man. Shit.
For real, might as well just listen to the CD scratch.
Yeah, straight up. I mean, it is what it is. It's funny as a kid that, like, the shit that your parents try to keep you from is the shit that they can't keep you from. It's almost like it'd be better off if they just ignored the shit.
Right.
I think that would do better. Then it wouldn't matter as much. But as soon as they, you can't listen to that. Yeah, we listening to that for sure. If mom said, I can't listen to it, I'm listening to it. Don't look at the titties. What's up?
I remember getting slapped upside my head. I believe it's it's a Sublime song, What I Got. So there's a part in that song where he says, I don't care if a mom smokes pot, hits the bottle, then goes right to the rock, you know? And I was literally singing that song. And, like, I might have even had headphones on at the time or whatever, but, like, playing it, and I got slapped upside the head. Don't you tell me. I'm like, Mom, it's a song. It has nothing to do with you and your lifestyle. And, you know, Jesus, like, I just fucking... Yeah, I was just singing the song.
See, the million-dollar question is, did your mom actually smoke pot, though, that you know of?
I don't think she did then, or she might. Well, I mean, yes and no.
And like I said, that you know of. That's one of those that you know. See, you weren't around when mom was young, so that you know of.
Right. She could have been putting that motherfucking weed in the bag, homie.
She might have been, fuck. She might have been the whole time.
Because I know a lot of reformed Jezebels. Not saying your mom was one. I know. Well, we don't call you know girls that used to be into stuff. I know a lot of very like when you meet them, like when you run into them now, it's like, the fuck happened to you? Like, you used to be with all the shit. Now you're like the fucking president of the PTA and shit, giving out orange slices and shit. Like it's cool. So you just never know, bro. like, your mom could have been a fucking really fucking hit motherfucker when she was young. Why she was smacking you on the head? That was some shit you didn't, you weren't supposed to know.
I mean, now looking back now, I guess it's you know, it's, you know, like guilty conscience, you know. She's like, oh, shit, he knows. Bam, slap him. Don't you be talking about me like that.
Right. Because truthfully, the people with the lamest parents usually were, because that's how my parents are. My parents are super Bible thumpers now. But my parents were active as fuck when they were young. You see, I come from that kind of family that was, yeah. Like, when my family name comes up, people just get real quiet and start whispering and shit. That's how active my family, like, just the history of my family is. But my shit, if you met my parents now, you would think they were fucking, like, my mom was Susie Homemaker when I was a kid. Like, nah. Nah, my mom was the, you better have your fucking ass in here when the fucking street lights come on. When I was just like, what's next up, man, in the rotation?
For the homies, son?
Oh, for the homies.
Oh, for the homies. Something
I'll
else
give
got...
a quick... Yeah, I'll go over this track real fast before this one plays. This one right here, man, I lost my best friend in July 29th last year. And it was really hard, you know what I'm saying? Super hard. It still is. But I started thinking about everything that me and him kind of went through and just some shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I started thinking of the other homies that passed away too. So I was like, fuck, man. And then as I was thinking about him, I was listening to beats just to, you know, clear my mind. And I came across the beat that's about to play for this one, and I was like, man, that's way too perfect. So I sat back and, you know, took my time. It took about a week to 2 weeks to write this song out. It was fucking, you know, I wanted to give it justice, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to just do a song for the homies that passed away. I wanted to actually do a fucking a track for the homies, you know what I'm saying? A song that's going to last, that people are going to want to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where this one's at, man. This one goes out to Rob Johnson.
Yeah, they need more than a rest in peace t-shirt. That shit is weird to me, but that's a whole other discussion for another day.
Yeah, for real.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. This is for the homies, and this is featuring Stems as well, correct?
No, for the homies, it's just, that's just me on there.
Okay, well, I did some mislabeling when I was putting this in, then.
It's all good.
Why would you admit that on the air, bro? You could have got away with that. You could
Doug, you could have.
Because, man, I'm an honest man. Like, I admit my mistakes. I don't give a shit.
You could have got away with that. No, nobody would have known that but you. Okay, I'm literally about to drop a gem, okay? Listen, if you're any kind of entertainer, if you miss a bar, if you forget your lyrics, they don't know. So don't say, my bad, I'm high, or my bad, I'm drunk. Like, don't do that shit, okay? I'm telling you straight up as a performer myself. And if you've ever seen the Jesse Little Show, you know my fucking stage presence is second to fucking none. Bro, they don't fucking know. As far as they know, that's a part of the goddamn show. So, you're welcome.
But, hey, well, at least your listeners know that you're dealing with some real motherfuckers, though, you know what I'm saying? So that's also a plus, too, where it comes to that, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Jesse, I'll do better. I apologize.
No, I'm just saying, man, you know, they don't get to judge you, bro. Not around me. They can't judge the homies around me. That's what I'm on. You don't get to judge my homies around me. Sorry. No.
I'm not as awesome as you are. I apologize. I'll do better.
No, you're awesomer. That's why they don't get to judge you. That's my point. That's why they don't get to judge you, man. You're awesomer. Awesomer ain't even a word. I just made that shit up. That's why I don't get to judge you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the homies, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
This one right here goes out to all my homies. See, I'm looking to the sky, got this roach in my hand.
thinking of the homies in the faraway land. I have a feeling deep inside that I'll see him again. I blow the smoke to the wind, I tried to hold my head high, but this cry gon' win. Thinking of the homies as this time passes by, and I carry on, try to show the rest love. Only few is left, and the rest is locked up. I'm just sitting here, man, like, damn, what the fuck. Got more pics on my wall, it's getting hard to keep up. I just know for my way that someday I'ma pay, but until that day, I'ma stay smoking J's and living for the ones who can't be here today. See, sometimes people will grow astray, but just remember that they once from back in the day. No matter the outcome, in this world we overcome. I still got the backs of those who knew me when I was young. It's that res mentality, homie, it can't be undone. We your family, 100, and for them I'll die. For my natives, always, you know I'm a ride. I was the youngest of the crew, and I'll rep it for life. We them new age natives, and I'm knowing tonight. If I go now, it's all love to the right. G's up to my natives, rest in peace, homies, always and forever. Yeah.
I'm smoking on my blunt, I'm looking to the sky. I'm thinking of my people as the time it passes by. I smoke it to a roach, I throw it on the ground. Still thinking of my people that are no longer around. I'm smoking on my blunt, I'm looking to the sky. I'm thinking of my people as the time it passes by. I smoke it to a roach, I throw it on the ground. Still thinking of my people that are no longer around.
Shit, I remember, homie, all the good times we had. So mixed with the bad, but that's all that we had. And I knew I had a road dog was down for life. We would sit up smoking all them late nights, talking about the next move. And I'll never forget the look upon your face when I did my first show, you was up in the place. It's hard, man, and it ain't gonna get easy. Believe me, I'ma miss you dearly. And I fear that these shadows, they will come for me too. But until that day, I'ma smoke just for you. Kick back in the hood where we all grew up. We was them little red kids, all with the dream. Some days that we wish that we never seen, but that's what made us the way that we are. And I'll never change it for a wish upon that star. Some diamonds are rough and we was perfect by far. So this bud that I puff, it will never be enough. See, I smoke one more just to stay high, holding it down, keeping level so I don't break down. I'll always remember life back in the day. You're still my number one till I reach that grave. Fuck around my native, and we still making waves.
I'm smoking on my blunt, I'm looking to the sky. I'm thinking of my people as the time it passes by. I smoke it to a roach, I throw it on the ground. Still thinking of my people that are no longer around. I'm smoking on my blunt, I'm looking to the sky. I'm thinking of my people as the time it passes by. I smoke it to a roach, I throw it on the ground. Still thinking of my people that are no longer around.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show, and this is Jay Boogie. With me, broadcasting from his home studio, is my boy Jesse Lives, and we have Mr. Herb on the line with us tonight.
What's the Herb? I got a question from you that I actually wanted to ask you last time we had you on that I didn't, and this is actually the perfect time. So, do you consider yourself like a native rapper? And if you do, what is that exactly, in your opinion?
You know, native hip-hop artist is what and I classify myself as, Native American hip-hop artist. It's our culture, you know what I'm saying, brought into hip-hop. So it's not, with us being classified as Native American hip-hop, and I'm just going to kind of speak for everybody that classifies themselves under there, and they can correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, we're just trying to embrace more of our culture within the hip hop community and try to make it more acceptable. You know, we're not trying to we're not trying to be culture vultures when we come to doing the, when it comes to doing hip hop and stuff. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? If that's the right term to use,
I appreciate
I'm
that,
not sure.
Bro. No, I'm glad
but,
you used
it
because people are afraid to use
it. It's yeah, you know, because it's just the reality of the fact at hand. You know what I'm saying? Like myself personally, like I know more of like you know expanding my mind to actually reaching out and doing stuff like that. Instead of trying to be like in a one base like everyone else does, and then everyone else is just trying to trying to be like a succulent to this one thing, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to like have more growth and trying to make it more like appreciated as a native hip hop artist for our story from the reservations to actually be heard and for people to you know feel it, man, and just be like, oh shit, you know. They're actually not that different than what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like we're brothers. We're fam. You know what I'm saying? Like we're all going through the same shit. Like what the fuck? You know what I mean? I didn't know that. You know, because like, man, a lot of people are so like they put us Native Americans in just like a box. You know what I mean? And then that's you know how it is, man. That's just once you get put in a box, you're in that fucking box. You know what I'm saying? And all you're getting is suggestions into the box. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm trying to embrace out of the box and trying to do something different by just embracing my own path, you know what I mean, and not taking after someone else's, I guess.
That's what it's all about,
bro. That's the foundation. That's the fundamental core of hip-hop is the – like when you say originality and we're talking about hip-hop, it's that. It's like tell your story and your voice and try to be as impressive as you can with it. I think when people start talking about original stuff, they like you just mentioned, you've taken the time to study as much as you could. And so when you do that, you start to realize like the fundamentals of these things are not what they try to tell you it is now. It was just about like basically whatever dope element you got, bring it to the table, and just try to basically keep expanding whatever they're doing. So I appreciate you bringing your voice into basically stage, if we want to use a technical term, because we need that. I mean, because you don't realize how much, like, it's different if you understand, like bro, like, my ghetto is called this, but it's still the ghetto. You might not know that.
Right.
But now we got something we can expand upon because, like you said, we both know struggle. We just seen a different brand of it based on whatever our geography was.
Right, no, that's real shit, you know what I mean? That's real ass shit.
I think we have a lot less beef if people could do that. And I mean, like on the racial divide and shit, I bet that would be it would be harder to divide if we could just tap into those realities, those experiences, because I think a lot of us have, like, the craziest thing is, like, there's guys that I respect for, like, their hardships, and a lot of those brothers that are guys I would call brothers just happen to be white.
Like usually you would expect me to say,
no, that was, no. I know guys that had it really fucking rough. And I mean, I didn't have it the best, but like I got brothers that had it the toughest, but they succeeded. But I would see them, I would probably just see them as another white dude if I hadn't got to know them as a person or grew up with them.
Right.
And that's
that
think about that shit, like,
I was just saying that happens, man, you know what I mean? And it's literally happens across the whole plane of every race, you know what I'm saying? Everyone just looks at the other guy and just like, oh, he's just another guy, you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, like a lot of people look at me and they're like, oh, you're just a white boy or you're a Mexican, huh? And I'm like, nah, hell no, man, I'm Native American. They're like, what the fuck? You're Native? No way you're Native. No way, man. And I always have to, like, pull out my tribal identification and show them. I'm just like, nah, for real, look, man, I'm not playing. I'm actually enrolled Native American, you know what I'm saying? And then it's always like, oh, man, I thought you was just some white dude or I thought you was some Mexican guy or, you know what I mean, something like that. And it's like, it always comes down to that, man, like, you know what I mean? I get that pulled on me all the fucking time, man. And then once people get to know me, they're like, oh, yeah, you're from the Rez. And you're, you know, it's like, fuck, you know. It's one of those things. Fuck, I shouldn't
people not taking, not giving a damn to understand. Like if people don't want to, for example, if you understand the history of natives in this country, you will understand why a lot of them are fair skinned. like, and how fucked up that is, why they're fair-skinned. And it's, like, things like that that, you know, you don't want to study no culture outside of your own. So you don't have – so you wouldn't even say nothing that stupid because you would know that that was a stupid-ass thing to say.
Right, right.
In my opinion.
And, no, that's true. And I'm not trying to make this interview about, you know, racial battles and all this and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
not
just,
at all.
Just, you know, just fucking – you just got brought up, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying more. It's more of giving a damn to care about more than, you know, your six-block radius, I guess.
Right. No, no, I feel you. I feel you. I just wanted to put that out there for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be all up on here trying to fucking preach and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, motherfucker, preach. That's what this show is for. Preach. Talk your shit. That's what this stuff is about. Talk your shit.
Nah,
dude, if we could go back and rename this show, we might name it Talk Your Shit. Like, for real.
That'd be a good one. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. Nah, I dig it, though, man.
Yeah,
I really do dig it. And that's why I appreciate you guys a lot, and that's why I was willing to come back on, man, because I respect you guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys are some pretty cool-ass dudes.
Well, man, we appreciate that, man.
That's,
hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
If you really knew us, you would know we're both really assholes. That's how we get along so well. We identify with each other, you know what I'm saying? So
we probably get along even more better, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hey, you got to stick together. The real ones got to stick together, you know what I'm saying? Nice
exactly.
guys do not win. That's because you motherfuckers are nice. That's the real. Like, you're actually nice. Nobody respects nice for some reason, so.
Man,
I tried,
real,
it don't work. It sucks, like, for real. I tried it one time. Nah, I would have probably been better off smoking crack. That's how bad it sucks to be a nice dude. So, yeah. Think about it, though. Think about how many nice motherfuckers get fucked over just for being nice.
Hey, no, for real, though. Straight up, that's why they even have that saying, nice guys finish last, you know what I mean?
See, that was my problem, you know, just when I was younger and growing up and everything. I was too nice for my own damn good. Now, you know, yeah, I
being nice don't mean you got to be a dick. That's the thing. Most people think because
you're
not nice.
I was converted to a dick. That's what I was getting at. Like, throw away over time and bad shit and, you know, mainly going through my divorce, I'll be honest.
You're just like, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The tattoo on my middle finger says it all. It's a stick figure, fucking word it. So.
Oh, there you go.
But does that make you a dick, or does that just make you smarter?
Both.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Matt, own that shit, B. Own that shit.
Oh, I do. I said something to the other, I had bought a brand new phone. 2 weeks later, I've got to get another one. And one store said they couldn't do nothing for me. So I went to another damn store and they were like, I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll order you another one right now, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, asked me what I had said to the lady. I'm like, there's no way. Like, I couldn't, you know, I was like, I got a temper anyways. And so I just turned around and walked out because I wasn't fixing to yell at no lady. And the lady behind the counter, she's like, yeah, you look like somebody who don't take no shit. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty fucking true. Yeah, I used to take a lot of it, and I got tired of taking it. So, but that's just me. But, you know, like, you know, Jesse said, I own my shit. You know, like, I know who I am, and, you know, only
that's all it's about, man.
Only woman I need to be nice to is my woman, so. Fuck the rest of
them. Yeah, that's about it.
But let's keep moving right along here. We've got several more songs we've got to get to before this last hour is up here. So next one on the list here, I've got Garbage Pail.
Okay.
Sweet. Hear me?
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stick right with us. This is the... album review from Mr. Herb, and we will be right back. This is Garbage Pail.
Yep.
Oscar, I do believe I've got just exactly the song for you. It's about garbage.
Wait a minute. You said garbage?
Another honey bee just stay with me, I take a dab real quick. I'm all slicker than a prick, getting sick with the booger flick. I jump the line, I keep it fine when they intertwine my mind. This is who I be, a clown spun and beaten down. Now I'm on the prowl through the shadow, yep, I'm back around. I'm sleeping through the grind, my time, I'm living my life. Still got a good looking son and a beautiful wife. So I'm trying to lay low, smoking on my weed and my gold, bro. Do a couple shows and keep the bank rolling slow, yo. I'm broke like a copper pipe up in the cold snow. Don't give a fuck about being rich, yo, fuck no. It's all about the love I get, yeah, for the fans, so I keep it real, I need to chill, I'm meeting most people. Seems like a lot of fake these days, it's hard to meet equals. I said it seems like a lot of fake, it's hard to meet equals.
Raise it up, give it up with that hip-hop pound. Jump and move with the beat, with the hip-hop sound. Come and smooth with the fly, fucking trash down. Raise it up, give it up with that hip-hop pound. Jump and move with the beat, with the hip-hop sound. Come and smooth with the fly, fucking trash down. Raise it up, give it up with that hip-hop pound. Raise it up, give it up with that hip-hop pound.
We back strapped with red and black backpacks, demanding cash like Butch Cassidy and Sundance. I once had the chance to rule the world with my mic. I smoked a pill and thought, fuck it. But we back in full effect, about to resurrect the set. Checking on the mic and laying suckers to rest. We beat H-A-V-O-C and J-B-D. About to pull up on the creep with a gang of weed. I stay blazed all day, smoking woods and palms. Rolling up blunts, only fuck with the cron. I keep them dipped in honey. I'm all about my money, I'm a garbage fail kid. Spitting stick on the drum beat. Get knocked on sight for dirt in my name. Who the fuck you thought I was? This the Ballman gang. Real groovy with the movie, like rhymes and raps. I laid the whole song in one take and pass that shit back like.
Raise it up, give it up with that hip-hop pound. Jump and move with the beat, with the hip-hop sound. Come and smooth with the fly, fucking trash down. Raise it up, give it up with the hip-hop pound. Jump and move with the beat, with the hip-hop sound. Come and smooth with the fly, fucking trash down. Raise it up, give it up with the hip-hop pound. Raise it up, give it up with the hip-hop pound.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Boogie, and this is Note by Note Radio Show. We are live right now with Mr. Herb on the phone. We've got Jesse Lives broadcasting from his home studio out in California. And, man, we're about halfway through this album, man. I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. You said this has been out since December?
Yeah, December 30th we dropped it, so it was dropped for the New Year's Eve, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. That's good planning on that. I like that. So tell us about Garbage Pail.
So Garbage Pail, that beat for that one is actually done from this producer in Canada. He goes by Master Luke. He makes some pretty bomb-ass beats, you know what I mean? So I figured I'd swoop a beat from him, so I got some of that international sound, you know what I'm saying? And it's me and Jesse B-Dog. Jesse B-Dog was on verse number two. The hook for that, man, that just came from literally just wanting something more that we could interact with our fans with doing shows, you know what I'm saying? So everyone, just have everyone, you know, with the hip-hop bounce, you know what I mean? And just filling the crowd and everything like that, you know what I mean? So it was just all about energy and kind of where we wanted, where we seen ourselves at the time, you know what I mean, in the industry, because that was one of the first songs that I wrote for Rise and Grind, actually, the album. So So that's why, you know, in my verse, I talk a lot about, you know, I'm broke like a copper pipe up in the cold snow, you know, shit like that. You know, it's just like, it's just the realism of the matter at hand. Once again, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I ain't out here trying to act like I'm fucking, you know, some rich-ass motherfucker or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm a humble-ass dude, man, you know? I put it in my shit, you know? I'm broke like a copper pipe, you know what I mean? Like, if people can't catch that reference, then I don't know, you know what I mean? And then, you know, at the end, you know, just for real, just, like, trying to keep it chill when I'm meeting a lot of people, because when you're meeting a lot of people, like, even like Jesse was saying, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know if this motherfucker's trying to be your friend because he has a hidden agenda, or if he's just trying to be your friend because he's sincere, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, I need to keep it fucking chill when I'm meeting most people. Seems like a lot of fake. It's hard to meet equals, you know what I mean? Because it's hard to meet someone that's a real stand-up cat, you know what I'm saying? Like, you meet people, you think they're a real dude, and then they end up fucking you over somehow or something, man. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm done with that shit. So putting that in the message, in the lyrics, you know what I mean? Shit like that, like, it's letting people know, like, oh, okay, this is what type of people this guy fucks with, you know, and he's definitely not on with that fuck shit, you know what I mean? Well, I hope people get that message through that anyways, is what I'm getting at, I guess.
Yeah, that's why we've been talking about it, so they know that's what you're getting at. Now they'll definitely get it. You don't have to wait for my guess.
If they don't, they better.
Right. They're going to learn today.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be in your best interest.
That will always be the funniest shit. You're going to learn today. That's going to always be the funniest shit, no matter when I hear it. Certain things are just universally funny. I could be 90 years old. I'm still going to laugh at that shit. Like, I promise.
For real, man. That shit, it cracks me up every time I use it, man. For real. It's good shit.
All right, let's see.
Next up,
we've got Hold It In and Demented. Am I saying featuring Demented?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Demented. There's some underground cats as well that are doing it pretty big for their genre. They're more into the horrorcore, so they paint their faces and they got like a whole gimmick for the stage and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But they're actually pretty good. They're from, I think they're from Indiana is where they're from. So I met those guys through Underground Hustling when I was doing the Underground Hustling mixtapes and stuff like that. They actually reached out to me a while ago, and we did a song a few years ago called Kill List that's on YouTube with Havoc the Clown and Demented. That was when I was going under Havoc. And the song, actually, everyone really liked the song a lot, so when I did Mr. Herb, I was like, yo, dog, I need you guys on my first album, you know what I mean, to let people know that we're still fucking with each other, even though that I'm not doing the horrorcore stuff as much anymore, you know what I mean? So I'm letting people know that I'm not trying to diss a whole genre by switching my name and everything like that. It's just all about the elevation of oneself, once again, you know what I mean, and just seeing where I was being categorized at, and I had to break myself out that box, you know what I mean? And Mr. Herb is the only way to do it. This is one of those songs that kind of signifies, you know, that I'm still fucking with my people. I'm just, you know, I'm not changing myself totally. I'm just changing my name and the way that I'm moving forward with my music. You know what I mean? So just, you know, it's another thing that people need to pick up on, man, because I know there's been some people out there that has been kind of saying a little otherwise, but just to clarify all that up right now, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. I ain't mad at you. All right, so this is Hold It In featuring Demented. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
Yeah.
I be smoking Indo, blowing nose from hit a cloud nine, feeling fine, somewhat divine. Roll another, you'll be alright. This herbal hill will burn on nine, sending me vibes on a positive side. You know what, homie, we be about it.
Blunts go round out, still don't doubt it. It's the evergreen, we puffin' hella trees. It's only fuego when joints like these. We smoke it up, yes. These plants go stronger, plenty nutrients. It's only organic, no panic in here. We smoking on death side, Skywalker clear. It's that low temp lifestyle, I'm living over here. And cannabis I trust to address the groove. Smoke two joints, making eight of us to move. Looking at life with a whole new attitude. Getting so high, I feel I'm floating in the sky. Like the homie Chewie said, that we smoke until we die. So I'm looking at the moon, sending yes in the night. Hemp rap, homie, no tobacco high. Said hemp rap, only no tobacco high.
Cheapin' on that reaper, getting high in my spaceship. Come hold it in, floating past the stars, and you know we don't make it. Hold it in, gone. Hold it in.
I'm high and I don't know where I'm at. Nope. And nope. Instead of all I ate, got me blasting off the map, flipping out the atmosphere, and I ain't never coming back. But I can't do that. Nope. Pull a bad bag to an alien just to get a ride back. What's 'cause that? The strain of chronic that I got, yeah. Nobody got. Nope. That Guardians out of galaxy and light, where the Thanos dab, cause the size of the snap and make your whole lungs collapse. To the smoke that you exhale might be your last, where your dusted ass. Cause the levels we smoke ain't no fucking game. Tread through the stars, and hell's the same. Me and havoc will never change. Enigma anciently etching this claim.
Cheapin' on that reaper, getting high in my spaceship. Come hold it in. Floating past the stars, and you know we don't.
That puts you in a coma, vibe around that sweet aroma. Bought from a guy in the green Toyota. Guy got shots, time to get a soda. Time to relax. Went back home and smoked a sack. Couldn't find out where my light is at. So I hit up the homie's maniac. He's lost his face, imagine that. Now where's that motherfucking ginger at? Where's that motherfucking ginger at?
Man, why you gotta call me out just like that?
Cheapin' on that reaper, getting high in my spaceship. Go home.
Welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, along with me as Jesse Lives and Mr. Earp on the line. And, that's holding in, man. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so like I was saying, that was Demented that was on there with me. And I like how those guys spit on there, you know what I mean? They, with the way that the vibe is, with the whole, like, the spaceship sounds in the background and everything like that, you know what I mean? I feel like that their voice carried on pretty smooth with it. Myself, personally, I was really happy with the collab. Like I was saying before, you know, it was just a staple just to show that I'm still fucking with my people. And then, you know, I'm just doing me now, though. You know what I mean? So that's why the whole verse, my first verse, you know, it's all heavy about, you know, smoking and a couple of little hints about I've been growing and all kinds of shit up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what I do for a living out here is I grow for 502s. I'm actually the lead gardener for the 502 called Emerald Grow out here. So, you know what I mean? So I just fucking spend a little bit of my knowledge on how to grow and, you know, some different strain names and some other shit like that up in there and just kind of, I had fun with it, you know what I mean? And then the hook, you know, it's, you know, we're, it's elevation time, man. So, you know, we're floating past the stars and we know we're going to make it, you know what I mean? It's not, we're not letting anything hold us back, man. You know, it's time for that's done, you know, it's just time to push forward and keep pushing. That's what the whole hook's about, man. It's like, the motivation to keep pushing and strive and keep moving forward, you know what I'm saying? And not letting yourself be stuck in the past or letting little things in your mind stop you from doing things. You know, the overthinkers are usually the ones that end up, you know, not doing a lot because they're in their head so much thinking that you're not pushing forward. And that's where I was stuck at with Havoc the Clown, man. I was an overthinker. I was thinking too much, man, and I should have just let myself just go and just let the universe take me, and I didn't. So that's why this Mr. Herb shit, doing it completely different. And that's what that whole hook signifies, man, is like just fucking just push it forward and don't let nothing ever stop you. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. All right, well, let's keep this train going here. Up next, we've got Kick the Trunk.
Yeah, Kick the Trunk. Actually, man, that's a dope one right there. King Scrub produced the beat, and Cordell Drake actually recorded me. So he's the one that actually fucking put in the work in the studio, you know what I'm saying, and fucking made me sound hella good on this track. So I'm actually very impressed with this one.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kick the Trunk. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Nice, that's my fucking problem. Walk the ground, red bandana, and I'm on them. Don't get it twisted, I got homies claim blue. Some juggalos in the backs was too. I keep it live in the street, gotta move. Smoking weed heavily, pass it to the crew. I do what I gotta do to survive. Lights getting native, steady throwing up that pride. I'm from the hood, homie, represent for life. Low rider scrape every day and every night. I keep that thing tucked, grip my nine tight. Ready for action, demons stand by the night. I keep it going, gotta let them know. Mr. Renegade, no charade, straight flow. Yeah, they know it, 12 gauge, make them backflip. Have them whip like a nay-nay, fuck a punk snitch. Inch town represent from the bottom, still rolling up the chronic, but not my own. That's the way it stays. Circle small as always. Fuck all them snakes. I ride for my natives. We moving through the day. Millie stay tucked, got that extra man. I do how I do when I stick to my ways. Me and you not the same. With the blood of a warrior flowing through my veins, and a heart made of stone. Yo, I made it through the day. Straight lower hood raised from the 509. Been blowing down earth from that peak supply. As I two-step right and throw my letter high. I've been on it. Used to push white, now I got rich if you want it. Yeah, I got them dabs every with it. Triple up 28, then I flip it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kick the Trunk by Mr. Herb. We have him on the line tonight, and this is the album review. Yeah. First time on, second time on the show. First time we're doing an album review, so this is all a new experience for all of us tonight. So, you know, if you guys aren't doing anything, call in, tell us what you think so far. The number is 718-664-9735. Again, the number is 718-664-9735. So, yeah,
that beat
right,
goes.
So,
that beat goes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
that
it
beat
does,
really
for real.
Goes. On that song. I found myself doing a dance I ain't did in years. So, yeah, that beat goes.
I feel that energy through the phone, homie. Shit. Yeah, man, fucking shit. King Scrub really, really came through on that beat, man. He's fucking... And that was one of those times, too, where I was just chilling. And then the homie hits me up. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? I said, not much, man, just chilling around dabbing. He says, well, fucking, come slide through. I made a couple beats that you might like. That was one of them, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, forget about it. I swooped it up. And then fucking, like I said, Cordell did all the recording on that, man. And he did the mixing and all that shit. And then I sent it off to this homie, Will Glass. He owns and operates the Underground Hustling mixtapes and all that. I sent it to him, and he mastered it out for me. He does a lot of stuff for Magic Ninja Entertainment and, like, Suburban Noise Records and shit. So, like, fucking heat, you know what I'm saying? And it all came out pretty smooth, man. He's, you know, that's going to be on the new mixtape, the new Underground Hustling mixtape.
Okay.
As well, I'm going to throw that out there. But, yeah, man, so just the whole
you...
– go ahead.
Oh, I didn't want to – my bad. But did you record no, that yeah. when they had the Honeycomb Hideout and that little undisclosed spot?
I sure did. Yep.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that was a dope little location. That kind of sucks that that disappeared.
Yeah, it's like a, you could hear it, man. You know, everyone was getting some pretty good sound out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know you got a car
going.
History.
Right. Yeah, for real, though. You know what I mean? And fucking, you know, two dope-ass people fucking came together to help me make that song, you know what I mean? And it wouldn't have been possible without those guys, you know, just throwing that out there.
So continue on what you were saying. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, man, it's all good. Like, I was just saying, you know, fucking without those guys, man, like, that song wouldn't have been possible, and, you know, the whole vibe of it wouldn't have been there, you know, it would have been a, you know, obviously a different beat, different track, different fucking feel, different, all that, you know what I mean, but the universe just, you know, it happens when it happens, you know what I'm saying, so, just fucking, I'm hella glad that it did.
Always a good thing when a plan comes together, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, we've got I think like 8 more songs we've got to get to, so we're gonna like I keep saying that we're gonna keep this train a rolling. Chug a lug a lug.
Let's do it.
This next one's gonna is Let Them Know featuring Robin Milligan.
Okay, yeah, yep, that's a good one.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is Let Them Know.
Rolling down the street I ride, smoking on the reefer and bloodshot eyes, grooving to the beat as I'm on the ride, buster ran down, told him feathers high, cut the head off the snake, get the rest alive, this is savage, yeah, but with blue eyes, still rock to the grave, bringing different ways, never let a motherfucker lead the way, there's a northwest native and we still survive, may not be the best, but we run the tribe, half breed light skin with a native pride, no extinction, we on the brink of life, start taking him right to the studio mic, let them all know who I am tonight, as I'm spitting fire with a dragon's bite, hold shit down, keep a focus right. I move with the wind at a shadow spike. Stay cool with the breeze of the smoke my trees. It's a rumble in the jungle as rats like these to keep it smooth like a bear with necessity. The streets don't mess around, hold it. This thought's gon' keep me down, mold it. Now cock that back, homie, ain't that strap. Pop right back, let a motherfucker know it's all.
Talk a little
know.
We don't plan to go.
We don't plan to go.
We don't plan to go.
alone. I'm too stressed and too tired of being real to get lied to, so I smoke and get high, fool. Only on weed, though, don't be getting it twisted. Don't get green light and fly alone. I keep my eyes peeled, homes, for the day seems to run long. And then that's where I call home, twisting herb, getting blown gone. In and out of my own zone, like damn, was I just gone? We in this right here, though, like headlights, I'll slow down, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. That was Let 'Em Know by Mr. Herb featuring Robin Milligan. So where'd you find her to do that song with you?
She's actually the homegirl. She lives here in Spokane, Washington. She's one of my producers, hella good homies, and she actually did a song with him prior, and we were looking for a female vocalist and figured she'd be the best one because she's a really chill person, you know what I'm saying? So we just fucking asked her if she wanted to be a part of the project, and she was down right off the gate. So, you know, we fucking just started making the song, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. That's awesome, man. It sounded great, man.
Thank you. That's probably one of the songs off the album that we did the most work on. We fucking probably were in the studio with that one for like 2 months, man, just straight grinding just on that one song, just trying to get everything dialed in. I had to do the hook a couple different times to make it sound right, you know what I mean, just some trial and error, and we finally got it dialed in to where we thought it would be good enough, you know what I mean, and released it on the album. So actually, I'm glad to hear that you like it, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, man, it turned out really well. Let's see. Next one up, we've got Marvin's Martian.
Yeah, that's another one, man. That's another one of my favorite ones off the album, actually, man. I had a lot of fun recording this one. XTR Productions, he's from Illinois. He did the beat on this one. Jesse B-Dog recorded it. You know what I mean? It actually came out. I like it a lot, man. It's really, like, the beats gives you that energy, you know what I'm saying, where it's like you could, you know, just kind of vibe to it, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Marvin's Martian, and this is Note by Note Radio Show. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to take a nap. What you gotta do?
This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Sound the lights, I'm loud as you smoking, I'm like skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Sound the lights, I'm loud as you smoking, I'm like skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy?
I pull up Marvin Martian and these pussy boys disintegrate. I do this right here just to put the dinner up on my plate. I've been locked up in a cage, now these days we gon' rain. Take it back for the ones who all gone away. When I touch this paper, my words are flowing like a hurricane. I mix my weed with other weed, homie, yo, we ain't the same. I got this feather from an eagle, yep, that's native pride I claim. Been one the same, all y'all want to change. I jump into this game like a spark to gasoline. No one know me now and I'm only left to blame. Since I left my hometown, that money on the games. Rockin', stockin', droppin' gloves, I do this in a day. All my homies say that my brain has gone away. If this rap here don't work, the drugs are taking over. If I get my ass whooped, then my homie's taking over. If he gets his ass whooped, then we coming back with choppers.
This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Soundin' like some loud as you smoking, I'm that skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Soundin' like some loud as you smoking, I'm that skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy?
I'm pulling up like Daffy Duck, a straight fucking loon. I'm a little off my rocker, no more liquor I consume. Just straight smoking buds when I'm driving through the hood. Pistol on my lap, and you know just what it is. I've been out here from my grind ever since I was a kid. Started pushing on that bud, then the rock took me big. We was slamming on that 40s in that JD by the fifth. Fuck around, homie, and find out where it is. This is Bitch Town native, and I don't think you know. I've been brought up in the streets of G, now I'm a rich and no. Still breaking down switches every other blunt I roll. I've been smoking on them hemp wraps, a company called Endo. I don't give a fuck how you feel or what you think you know. If a homie wants to run his mouth, then he can fucking go. Yep, I'll die alone for the sins that I arose from this black rose. Smell the smoke leaving out my nose.
This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Soundin' like some loud as you smoking, I'm that skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? This ain't the way that always bumps, like the coke up on your trunk. Soundin' like some loud as you smoking, I'm that skunk. What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? What you want, what you want, what you need, homeboy? Marvin Martian, Mr. Herb.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, and this is the album review for Mr. Herb. And I'll tell you, man, that fucking song slaps. I like that.
Thanks, homie. I appreciate that a lot.
Hell yeah, man. It's just got that, it's just got that vibe and that beat that you just kind of mean mug and, you know, rock your head to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, bro. That's true. What I'm saying. You know, it's just that whole vibe of the beat, man. I just kind of fed off of it. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, well, fuck, man. You know, I'm already letting them know who I am. Might as well fucking dig a little deeper. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, I got the dopest question for you, but we only got 25 minutes left in the show, so you got to come back on the show so I can ask it, because I want to get through as many of your songs as we can. So... yeah, I think that's my segue.
Shit, I'd be down to come back for a third time all day, man. Forget about it.
What's up?
Hell yeah, man. All right, so up next we've got Nightmares.
Oh, Nightmares, man. Quick explanation.
Tell us about it.
This one right here. This one right here, man. This is... this one came after for the homies. This is all the feelings that I had inside from losing my best friend, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much where I'm going to go with that, so I don't dig too deep, waste up too much time. But, you know, this is all the after feelings of all that, you know what I'm saying?
All right, all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nightmares by Mr. Herb. and we'll be right back.
Another as I slowly go. Shadows closing, it's time to get out of here. I've seen the demon as I looked upon my mirror. I drew a symbol to keep up from my parent more. The widow's crawling across the floor, leaving me forevermore.
It's been on my mind, weaving webs of another time.
And it's been on my mind, weaving webs of another time.
This life I know.
Show, and that was Mr. Earp, and that was Nightmares. With us on the line tonight is Mr. Earp, and we're reviewing his album. And I'm going to tell you, man, it is absolutely uncanny how much that song sounds like a buddy of mine. His name's Steve. He's with a band called Jaybirds that's here local in Knoxville. And I just literally, man, like it's fucking uncanny. It's fine. I'll have to look it up, but there's like two songs that are pretty similar that they do that, and it's amazing how much you guys sound alike.
So I've never even heard of those guys before. You should honestly, in Messenger, you should send me some links to their music, man. Maybe we could fucking link up and do a track together or something. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, man, they're an awesome group. Steve, I met through my marriage that I had, and then I met Tater. Tater was with that rock band called 10 Years. They had that big, huge song called Wasteland, toured all over the world and everything like that, Korn and, other. Yeah. And so Tater left 10 Years in 2016, and a few years back, him and Steve met, and they started this J-Birds, and it's like a lot of rock beats, and then my buddy Steve, he does a lot of raps in it. So, and it's just I don't know, man. You'd have to hear it for you to go, yeah, man, I could see why that, you know, why that reminded you. So, but give me a couple of days. I'll send it to you, and you'll know exactly what you're like. Oh yeah, hell yeah, I do it sound just like him. Sorry, just kind of caught me off guard. I thought it was funny.
No, that's cool, man. That's a trip, though, because, you know, like I was saying, once again, you know, I'm trying to step outside the box. And last time I was on here, I was telling you guys that we're about to do some reggae and some rock and stuff. So, you know, that's just a taste for everybody for what's actually to come, you know what I mean? Because I got plans to do just a whole bunch of different types of music, you know what I mean? So I don't really want to be, you know, categorized as one thing. That's why I got my band, The Experience, you know, because we're Mr. Urban, The Experience, you know what I'm saying, which we got labeled that by the audience, you know, they named us, so we just started going with it, because they're like, man, that's a hell of an experience, you know, because we show up to all the shows, you know, and we're lugging in a drum set and a live DJ and everything, everyone's looking around, and it's like, what the fuck are these guys about to do, you know what I mean? it's a good feeling, but yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Pop It Off, and I know we're kind of rushing through this here. I just want to get to as many as we can.
No, you're good, man. Let's get this. Let's get it.
We got Pop It Off. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I be rolling in my own damn lane. Suckers hit them up like, hey. I play it smooth on the beat, I run away. I roll another smoking on my Mary Jane. You know how I feel in my head. Toking two pistols in the bag of weed. I'm on my way to the rest to see my peace. The city life has fucking got a hold of me. I'm a red boy who's holding down his own. I'm like, fuck the world, homie, let's go. We ride until the wheels fall off in one. Real shit, my native knows tough. Don't fuck around, snitch, boy, get line and chunk. We in this here till I'm pushing up them roses. I suppose it's how the story goes. I click a clack, reload, let him go.
I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. It's one the same, homie, get up out my way. We pop it off, even in the rain. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. It's one the same, homie, get up out my way. We pop it off, even in the rain. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name.
I'm just living, grinding, hustling on these shows. Yeah, no, how I move it solo, keep that day grown. I be on it steady, smoking all that dope. Hey yo, time is early, yeah, just gotta let them know. I've been out here on my thing, and I don't plan to go. It's time to level up, or at least that's what I'm told. So I make it to the top, even if I make it old. I'll stack up all my coins till I get that bar of gold. Yeah, know how it goes. Hustle 24/7, keep it on the low. Snitches get them stitches, lose slips can sink a battleship. I don't fuck with you if I don't know you, just the way it is. I'm last of a dying breed, was raised on that G-code. Straight up out the hood, yeah, I ride from my red folk. I take it to the grave, any day for me amigos. This hollow point for Mr. Ichabob is pure evil. Trying to come at me, you
you gonna meet the flying eagle.
I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. It's one the same, homie, get up out my way. We pop it up, even in the rain. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. It's one the same, homie, get up out my way. We pop it up, even in the rain. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name. I do a two-step, I hear him call my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Mr. Herb reviewing his album that he released December 30th for the new year. Tell us about Pop It Off, man.
Yeah, Pop It Off. DJ Indica Jones is the one that produced the beat for that one. Jesse B-Dog recorded me. That was one of the very first songs. That was actually a song that was supposed to be done underneath Havoc the Clown, and then that was right when I changed my name, so I said fuck it, and I did it under Mr. Herb, and I dropped that, and I have a music video on youtube.com actually for that one as well. And that's literally, man, it's just about popping the new name off, you know what I mean?
hell yeah.
Do you do a two-step when they call your name?
I do on stage, man. I'm known for doing a two-step. That's why I got my own little dance that I do, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my own little jig. Get it down.
Hell yeah, man. All right, next up on the list, we've got Raise 'Em Up featuring HUD and YMG.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back continuing this album review. Here we go.
Chillin' on 107.10, the Dab. Up next, we got Mr. Earth featuring HUD and YMG. So roll one up and enjoy, homie. We twist them back on a half ounce, maybe more. Creeping through the town with my strap on my lap. We the regulators from the res, reppin' red. But don't get it confused, I got best friends who wear blue. Nowadays we're making money, homie, it's all the same. I keep it real, smoking killer, and it's all the flame. The swisher blowin' more clouds in a hurricane. Y'all already know, Mr. Herb's up in this place. Ain't going nowhere, not anytime soon. I'm smoking off this harvest, the shining just like the moon. I'm from over HUD, that cinch town represent. A full sinner to the Lord, I never did repent. I've done some shit in 666, I float up through my head. I'm calming demons, burning rip instead of popping lead. And if you know it, then you know it, then don't be misled. I'm chilling with my riders, homie, here we breaking bread. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump.
Put them up for Brooklyn that we bucking or we fighting. The life that they lead is more than exciting. I can get you on the give and go, we can make up on the side. Me and my neighbors, that we always down to ride. Take a shot up in the dark, didn't ask you wanted it. I'm on a mission in position, friends to get them. Listen up now, or you can get some other dummy shit. Everybody up and on my side, leave you like a dummy bitch. I did what I did when I was just a kid. But I did what I want to just live and how I want to live. Raising up, toasting up, doing things straight and thought. Hitting licks, picking those, thinking about what they got. Fuck them, yeah, fuck them, uh-huh. I'ma raise my cup, yep, I'ma smoke this blunt. I'ma do me, I'ma do my thing. Get money or get lost, and Mr. Herb, man.
Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump. Now raise them up, jump, jump. Now raise them up, jump.
raise them up.
Jump. Yeah. My murder, I roll with a burner and I'm in a hurdle. I feel like a murder when no one is working. I'm better in person. I'm taking a version of murder reverse with a purpose. I'm making feel nervous the way that I'm working. I'm ready to burn them. I turn up the furnace. I'm feeling so worthless. I told them I earned it. M-U-R-D-I inside my case. There ain't no tape. Won't show my face, so I'ma spray them. It's too late to change their fate. They yet the gates with all the great ones. By the time we drop this record, I depress it on my haters. I'll throw it up till I'm sober up. I don't wanna trick cause I'm off a rocker. What you wanna do to my crew? That dude's a goner. Listen to the bonds that I'm dropping on ya. Rivers to the city looking like Uganda. Shots at the pack, I'm a real chopper. Rap to the killer with a miller, gotta hit him with the most. Mask in my face, I'ma talk to the ghost. Lacking that rich shit, I'm packing the coast. Making my quota by whipping the Yoda. You ripping your quota by empty the phone. My people, they know you mess with the pro. For the people, they don't. You can get smoked, gotta deal with the pain. When I'm poked with a flame, emotion and shame. And I'm stuck in the box, and the box is my brain.
Now raise them up, jump.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Note by Note Radio Show, and we are back with Mr. Herb on the line, me and Jesse Lives, doing the album review. I think we can do one more. I've got Ride With Me, That Mary, and These Streets.
Woo! Let's do These Streets.
Got, These Streets.
Z of Firing Squad and D Spills of Chopper Quick.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Here we go. I'm going to run this down.
Yeah, get it.
Rolling on the herb, about to smoke one. Rolling on the herb, about to smoke one.
I'm bobbing with the beat as I drop it with the melody. I'm beaming like the sun, spitting fire, flowing heavily. A cursed little demon reaching, growing rapidly. Now this happily, just living, giving my life as one. Heat as I'm a topper as a chopper, sending music overseas. Most people on their clown till they drop them at the knees. Let a motherfucker know it's Mr. Herb up in the streets. Not a lot's changed with the perception of the beast. As I'm on the end of the trail till the camera flash ceases. A more painted soul, tainted, gone native on beats. Try messing with the fan, nah, maybe go me. Disappear up on the ranch, never fell us in the breeze. Leaving abrasions on the earth where murder once be. I'm completely fucking twisted, drinking teas and smoking weed. Living reservation nights, growing evil devil deep. And I call this place home where these redskins roam. Then here in the shadows where we stay.
Rolling on the earth, about to smoke one. Rolling on the earth, about to smoke one.
In the streets is where my heart was.
Never forget where you come from. I'll never forget where I come from.
I grew up in the Lakers, 5 or 9 if you ask me. Break it down, cigarillos, homie gon' match me. 20 sack of weed, the speakers bumping like acne. You roll around with Z, we keep a pee in the backseat. Been dead last in knee high, no rewind, we forward. Keep money on my D-line, we'll feline your order. You fucking up the D-line, we'll clean line, no hoarder. Now put the beat on rewind and show me the recorder. I'm wake up in the morning, fuck my bitch and get the stack of money. Hanging for no reason, then they don't get reaction from me. I'm on the head like I'm leaving, not your average dummy. I'm on the scrap and shit, homie, not your average money. I roll a bleezy, got an ace for all my passing homies. And put my bitch up on my face if she acting funny. You try to win me, get my rights, but I ain't see you going. I shoot your back, about your body, get the water from me.
Here in the shadows where we stay.
Rolling on the herb, about to smoke one. Rolling on the herb, about to smoke one.
In the streets is where my heart will stay.
Never forget where you come from. I'll never forget where I come from.
I heard the piano no playing, they had me thinking and sucking, they had me thinking and spraying the people, even thinking and thinking that they could get up on my level, they gon' need them a crane that's been strapped onto the top of a plane, on top of a rocket ship that's flying through space, bitch, I'm an anomaly, probably only happening, what's happening with the goddess, we just watch me bring the sun, you sweating cause I'm known to spit the hottest, bring the fire like a dragon, I've been gassing since they found my creed, got the mask on my face, not cause it's Halloween, but cause I'm about to swallow down this bottle, get the robber things, probably won't notice that it's me till I get the chopper things, better know I take a proper swing, level the competition, better get up off of my dick. You step out of my direction, better bring a bunch of eyelids. A witness to business, a menace to cut your tenders, to squeeze lemons into his scissors, lifting the skin with the heat till the scissors. I guess I gotta take my bitch. I'm hoping the hospital helped me aspire. I throw with a clip and I'm under my glass. I'm going through shit and I wanna desire. But I would never let the river be for my dream. I'm getting you see the deep within my eye.
That's here in the shadows where we stay.
We're rolling on the earth about the smoke one. We're rolling on the earth about the smoke one. Smoke one, smoke one, smoke one.
In the streets is where my heart will stay.
Never forget where you come from. I'll never forget where I come from. Come from, come from.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show, and this has been an awesome night. We've had our first album review. We got a couple songs that we didn't get time to get to, but we've got a little less than 4 minutes left here, and we got to give him Artist of the Week here, Mr. Herb. We got to give him some time to do his shout-outs and everything like that before we jump off the air here, so go ahead with that.
Yeah, man. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to you guys, you know, for just being straight up, man, and just fucking making this an enjoyable time, you know what I mean? I'm definitely excited to come back for number three. I want to give a shout-out to Spokane Battle Axe Warriors and Battle Axe Global in a whole. I'd also like to give a shout-out to everybody that helped me on the album, everybody that I've listed off so far throughout the whole entire interview, you know what I mean? Just if it wasn't for everybody that was down to help me out through all of that, man, like the album wouldn't even be where it's at right now. You know what I mean? So just for real, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking, just keeping it real. Shout out to all my real people, man, my family for sticking behind me. You know what I mean? It's nothing but love to everybody.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And you said your music's pretty much on all streaming platforms. Most of the, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Well-known ones anyways.
All major streaming platforms. You can go find Rise and Grind. I got music video for Pop It Off on YouTube.com. Keep an eye out for my new project. I'm about to drop my second project underneath Mr. Herb called Inchtown Renegade. Everything's pretty much all in the process for that right now. I'm just figuring out a finalized date to drop it. I already have a music video included that's about to drop. So, you know, I'm just keeping on my toes, man. I'm going to keep moving, so just keep an eye out. I got a show June 18th at Spokane, Washington at Give It a Shot Espresso. It's a free show. Anyone wants to come down to that, come slide through. You know what I mean? And just keep updated on my Instagram, TheReal_MrHerb at Instagram.com. Keep up to date with that for more info on shows and future events and all that. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. Well, I just want to tell you, man, I want to thank you so much for your time. You coming on and kind of being the, like Jesse said, pioneer of the album review shows. So this is hopefully something that we can do more often as we kind of grow and learn and have more and more artists on. So thank you for that, man. I know it's, you know, time is money in your industry. So, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, man. Like I said, I appreciate you guys a lot for even taking time out of your guys' schedule to do the whole album review, you know what I mean? And then being the first to do it, it's just, you know, it excites me because, you know, just like I said, you know, I'm just stepping forward, man. I'm just trying to keep pushing forward. And if I can give someone else motivation to do it, then so be it, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Jesse, you want to send your final send-offs there, sir?
You know what I say, man. Put the quality over the quantity. That means put the bars over the bullshit. Be honest with yourself.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen,
hell yeah.
We greatly appreciate you coming on this journey with us tonight. If you haven't already, please go to that Facebook page, hit that search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show, like, share, and follow us. Let people know what we're trying to do. Go check out Mr. Herb's page. Follow him and like him. Keep up with what he's doing. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your hearts open and your radios up. Have a good weekend, everybody. Good night.
Yeah.